have a situation where there's an extension for 12 years and a rollover of a historic deal going back to 2020. It forms essentially part of the trade and cooperation agreement. And essentially what we have is a solidifying or locking in of a situation where Ireland, as an EU member state, contributed the highest level of quota transfers to Europe as part of the Brexit deal. We lost, or we gave up 40% of the total value of quota given to the UK, and that hasn't changed in this new arrangement. So we feel this is an unbalanced fishing arrangement, and we feel that Ireland is, and its fishing communities have been left behind.
And I'm sure one quickly thinks of the impact that this has had on Killybegs and even the wider region around Killybegs as a result of the loss of industry coming through the area. And I guess, what do you feel needs to be done, I guess, in the immediate short term? Is it more kind of backing from the at government level? Is it European level? Or what feels like the next steps can be here?
Well, essentially, as we know, Killybegs lost 26% of its mackerel quota, for example. A very significant level was lost overnight in the TCA. This is not changing, and what needs to be done, there needs to be a rebalancing of this Brexit burden. Other EU member states have to carry their load, fair load, in relation to this. This fundamental injustice and this disproportionate quota transfer has to be addressed at EU level, so it becomes now an internal EU matter to be negotiated with other member states so that they carry equally their share of the burden.